This brown one has things on the bottom. Does yours also have a thing?
Mine
does.
Yours, what
page? Oh, we're on page Gimel. Rav Odin?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you have that? Ramesh Shapiro, that's good. All of them have Hagosar. Even the real old three heavens all have Hagosar and Boris Tan. But the Ramesh Shapiro is not. Okay. Fine. So we'll go to Vavodim. Vavodim She'ena Meshucharon. One of the Pturim from Re'iya is the Eved that's not Meshucharon. Because we say Ha'odin Hashem. The Gemara Darshins, there has to be an Odin, one Odin, Odin Hashem, Veloy, somebody who has his own Odin. So then the Gemara asks Akasha, why do you have to say that reason? Eved is always the same as Aisha. And since Aisha is Pater from Zechurcha, so automatically Eved is Pater. So Gemara says, you're right. Eved is Taka Pater because he's like an Isha. But what if he's a Chasi Eved, a Chasi Ben Chayri? Over there, you would have thought that he should be mechuyev to come because he's half free. So on that, that's side of chayrus, right? So we tell you still, since he has another adam in his pater. Okay, that's the whole mishnah with the gemar. So zakturiyev mashma. It's mashma clearly. Aval eved meshuchrar. What if you have a freed eved? Chayvriya, but he has to come. He doesn't have a aldoin, and he's a ger. Eved meshuchrar equals basically the same status as a ger, so he would have to come. V'koshali fricked to eved akasha. Ha'omer av ami v'per kama dipsochim. Kol adam she'ein lekarka ein oila laregel. Anybody who doesn't own karka cannot is potter from aliyah laregel. Mashma, that when he's going up, he has some land. Ustama the mill and now the Turi Evan, I hold, Mistama. What does it mean, land? A karka in Eretz Yisrael, copied Korot. You got to own land in Eretz Yisrael. If you own land here, in Chutzal Arts, that's not called land. Why? You see in Kiddushin like that, it says Sodcha. The Gemara Darshin Sodcha lo Sizer Kiloyim. Limute is Roim Shabuchut Zalarts. We exclude Zroim and Chutz Zalarts. So you see that the word Sodcha is Mashma in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now.
He says the Gerer wrote a letter.
Yeah.
Shlish Mekarka, the person that has been Shlish Mekarka, that's talking about.
Really? But there it doesn't say Sodcha. He's going further than the Turi Evin, huh? Turi Evin says if it says Sodcha, Artzcha, Artzcha is Mashma Eretz Yisrael. And he brings a dimin from Sodcha. There's a shtickel aura. Well, I don't know why the Turi Evin didn't bring a Befer Shariah. The Turi Evin brought a dimin. Sodcha is probably like Artzcha. He could have brought a Artzcha. There's a Befer Shemort twice. One's in Chul and Kuflam and Vav. The Gemara, here Rashi explains it very nicely. The Gemara brings the Pasuk by Bikurim. Asher Tavi me Artzcha. And there's two times. There's the in Kisavoy, Asher Tavi me Artzcha, and you have in Parshas Koirach, Bikuria Kol Asher Be'artzon. So the Gemara says, Artzcha Limute Chutzl Oretz. And Rashi explains that the Gemara was medayik in that Dafka Artzcha excludes Chutzl Oretz, but Artzon would be including Chutzl Oretz. Because the Rashi here, exactly. Artzcha mashma hamyuchedes l'chav lo yilev dikachavim. The land that's specified for Yidin and not for going. So that's mamish, the same word. Okay. Same word. He could have brought it.
Except that over there, it's talking about you shouldn't be afraid of the goyim who are there.
Who are goyim? Lo yachmo, do you mean?
Yeah.
You're right. They won't
see that there are goyim here. So maybe that's why I want to learn that directly from there, because...
I mean...
What are they doing there?
What are they going doing to be chaymed? I mean, they're being chaymed my artsachot, right?
The impression that the ultimate energy cells, there are no
chaymed. So you mean mashma l'chay, you're living somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
So then how does he know? If he's worried about that, then his rai won't then his rai also won't.
Something's a broader term. And still move the mind.
Okay. Okay, I'll go funny, you got both. Whichever way you want to go. Yeah, Sadchayev, Artzachah, it excludes Chutzalaretz. So Mamela, the Turi Evan says, when you need land in order to be Mechuyev and Riyah, you need to own land in Eretz Yisrael. Which, this is a big, many swarm talk about it, some say this way, that way, whatever. But Bukhayev, the Pashtas is, you see in Shas like him. It's frekta turi evin v'hagerim v'avodim lo yinatnu chelik ba'oretz. Gerim and avodim don't have Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. V'lo yimashkachas lo shilam karka b'Eretz Yisrael. So a ger can't really have any karka only if elos de mikna, only if he buys a field. Hachayzeres b'yoyim. And when you buy a field, we know it goes back in Yoyvel. Vim Kain, and if it's going to go back in Yoyvel, L'Reish Lakish, this field, L'Reish Lakish, Perek Dal, the Gi. Reish Lakish says in Gi, V'Amuich HaSadei Abizmat Shevel Noy. If you sell your field to somebody else, maybe Ve'Enoy Koyre, you cannot say the Parsha of Bikurim. Why? The Kinyan Peyus Lavki Kinyan Aguf Domi. Since a Kinyan Peiris is not a full Kinyan, it's not a Kinyan Aguf, V'loi Karina B'Yashem Asata Li Hashem, and you can't say the words Asher Asata Li Hashem, Im Kein, Hei Chinam, Hei Karina B'Artzecha, so it won't be Artzecha either.
It's maybe.
They are good. But first, on earth, the Kasha is... What's the kasha? Then mamish your ha'or is mamish the ha'or here. The Turi Evan is trying to figure out how are you going to have a ger or a free man who used to be an eved going up for aliyah l'rego. You need karka. So how does he have karka? He didn't inherit any. He's a ger. So what did he do? He bought. But the thing is, if you buy land, Rish Lakish says, called Kinyan Peiris, because you're going to give it back in Yoyim. And it's not called Asher Nasata Li Hashem. Moicher Sadeh. What it means is, I sold it to you, so you, I don't know, I should say Lokech Sadeh, really. Yeah. Lokech, the guy who buys it. Yeah. The guy who buys it is maybe, he brings the Bikurim, but he doesn't say the Parsha. Okay. So you see why? Because it's not Nasatolit. So if it's not Nasatolit, it's not Artzecha either. Okay, so here, you have to know that this is very telling. But it says you do bring, if you buy a field, you do bring the Bikurim, but you don't say anything. You don't koyre the Parsha. Why do I bring? It's Machloikas, Rishbam and Toisvis, in Bava Basra. Rishbam says, because Asher Tovi me Artzecha, there's two words. There's a word for bringing. Maybe I'll say Taisus first because he's the easy one. Taisus says, really, you shouldn't bring and you shouldn't be craving. Because it's Artzecha, it's not Artzecha, it's not Nasatali. But Midrabbanon, they were Chayshish, because it looks like you own the field. So they were Mechayiv mi Midrabbanon to bring, but really, Avada, it's Pater Ligam. So Kanira, the Turi Evin, is going with Taisus. However, the Rashbam says that there's two psukim. There's one pasuk Artzecha, Asher Tovi Me Artzecha. That's the Tovi pasuk. That's the pasuk of Me. The other pasuk is that when you're talking and you're talking out the whole parsha, what you say, Ami Yaviyavi V'chulu V'chulu, in there it says Asher Nasato Li Hashem. So, the Rashbam, maybe because it's called Artzecha, It's called Tovi Me'artzecha, so you must bring. But to say, Asher Nasata Li Hashem, that's Tufa. That's where it's about. And Taisha says, I'm here in the Chilek, and it was Artzecha Li, it's all the same thing to me. So therefore Taisha disagrees, he says, you're putter from both. Okay, in the summary, the Rashba holds like Taisha, the Rambam holds like Rashi. So, according to Rashi, the three heavens is totally mutual. Right? Because according to Rashi, just the opposite. Artzecha, Lafi Rashi, does include Kenyan payers. Asher Tovi Me Artzecha, you do bring. If you buy, according to Rashi, the maybe the Einoi Koyre is a Daraisa Dikadin. You are maybe because it is called Artzecha. It is my land. It is my land.
What was the case in
Chulin again? The case in Chulin was about Chutz Lorenz. That if a guy has Paris and Chutz Lorenz, he's Pater from Bikurim because there's Artzecha, Veloy Eretz Akko.
So that's,
that's something else, right. But as far as how much of a Kenyan is necessary to be called Artzecha, Tosis learned you need a Kenyan Aguf. So here it says, well, Yachvidish is Artzecha. Should be Pater. Because you also have a Kenyan Aguf. Rashi says, Artzecha includes a Kenyan payers. Just Asher Nasata Li doesn't. So according to Rashi, Artzecha is a Kenyan payers, so the Tur Evans is Mushim. Right? So that's one of the Mepharshim here, one of these Sforim, Baruch Tam, one of them says that. Or Baruch Tam. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we're just saying. Now, I just want to be...
As long as it's Muslim, that person that buys the field that's close to the vehicle is only getting payers. In other words, it's very long term.
Well,
we have a lot of the other...
It's very long. It's 50 years. Okay, so Lamai said there is the Ksois that learns in the Rambam that the Rambam holds like you want. So he says the Rambam, you know, even Rish Lakish doesn't say so.
Right.
But the Rambam doesn't pass him like that, and the Rambam pass him, it's not called Kenyan payers. Okay, so then you're okay, but it doesn't make the three of them happy because Rish Lakish, the Yid Rish Lakish needs a teretz for himself. Rish Lakish. But now I just want to be moisif one extra nekuda here. Lamaisa, the Rishba. What?
What if he buys from a client and will get it from Pharaoh?
Okay. It still goes back in your evil.
Does that go back in your evil?
Yeah.
Get
it will go back to the coin, sure. So now, if you want to think, how is there, okay, you want to think on that? Well, let me first, before I get to your thing, that's another department of trying to think of chaps, of how a guy can get something and not have to return it in your evil. But before we get to that for a second, I just want to clarify, what? Right. You could have a barter claim. That's some people tying to that. That's a way you could get something and then you don't need to give it back. Yeah. But before we get to that, just on Pasha Pshar here, that we have this Rashi is saying, Artzecha is Kenyan Paris, but Nasata Li is Kenyan Aguf. And Taisa says, why is Li different than Cha? Artzecha and Li, they sound equal. So what's Taka the answer for the Rishba? So there's a Machloikis in the Achronim, how to answer.
If it's too much, you have to be moist or something.
Oh, you can just push it because you're moist or something. In other words, you're saying Artzecha is talking about bringing, and Li is talking about the Kriya. So you're saying, I see. You mean you're saying Artzecha? Obviously, there's got to be. You're not going to do Kriya if you didn't bring it.
Right.
So it must be to exclude more. It sounds good. Nobody says that. Why don't you say it's like an extra limud, which must go further, or else what will I use li for?
It's the mustaf of the kriya, though.
Yeah, but
we
don't.
You're going to say what the kriya is to say.
Okay, but I mean.
It's not coming out of the drasha. It's not coming out of the drasha.
It's
not
coming out of the drasha.
The nusach is only there because we want you to say the word you mean, not I hear, I don't know. Sometimes it's like muter.
Yeah,
that's muter, and you say it, because Lamaisa, but which came first, that it's there for a drasha, or it's there because you just, I don't know, sounds like, but I saw two things in Achrayim. Some Achrayim say, no, Li is mashma more miyuchad. That's all. Rashbam holds that Artzicha is not as miyuchad as Li. Li is more mashma of miyuchad. Okay.
The Sateli is Al-Dedem the
Siluka.
That was a Nesina, right?
Right. Oh, you mean because that Nesina Li, we know that it was a Kinyan Aguf, you mean?
Right.
Asher Nesata Li refers to a Kinyan Aguf. Ah, that's nice. The pshat, that's what it's talking about.
I think it's making a similar argument. It's like each person, I won't say time of the crow, but in other words, the pasuk of Arsakal is saying, don't be doy. Now, if I have a king in Paris, I'm going to be doy. I theoretically would be doy if somebody's going to come take my crop that's supposed to be mine for the next 10 years.
Oh, so I'm getting to what you're saying right now, yeah.
But really? I mean, I guess it's kind of like the other side of the coin.
So, one second, I'm going to say what you're going to say. I'm going to say. The other Achrayim say, really, Rashi doesn't mean if it's chilek in the word li or artzich. What Rashi means is, because you have to do three words together, asher tovi me artzicha. Mashma, that the amount of artzicha that we're discussing is that which I could get a fruit out of it. Asher tovi me artzicha, that there's something to bring from your land. So memela, that's why over there the Rashbam says that king in Paris is good, because if you have a king in Paris, you can get payers to bring. That's the type of artzicha we're talking about. Okay, if you say that, now we have to don over here. And here it says, lo yach modishas artzicha. Right? It's not like a posha dezach. You have to judge each time. So on that, I want to tell you what you're telling. That the pshat is, but we could say the same thing here too. Lo yach modishas artzicha. If you have a land which the goyim would want, then it's already lo yach modishas artzicha. If it's good enough to be Asher Tovim Artzicha, so it's also good enough to be Leach Moedishas Artzicha. It's Memeila, the guy wants to get that king in Paris. Okay, Viter, it's okay. Viter, a king in Paris would be enough for a Chiyah. Okay, now we're going to the other question. Is there Taka any way to get a piece of land that you didn't inherit and you won't have to give it back in your own? So one answer, yeah.
Maybe if I don't have maybe. Yeah. The question, what is Rav Nami and Sochim coming to be Mamayat? Gerim and Avodim Meshufrarim?
Well, according to Turi Evan, that was my time last week. I mentioned this. Roiv Klal Yisrael. He's being Mamayat. Roiv Klal Yisrael doesn't have Karka. Any person whose parents are alive doesn't have Karka. Which that makes the Tmiya Ha'atsuma Ma'oid,
that should require Kinyan Aguf.
That's what Turi Evan is telling me, right? So fine, he's going like Taisus. No, Taisus Eicha from Me'erlechid, yeah? To be talking this, according to Taisus, what's going on over here? Most people don't have Kinyan Aguf.
Why is that?
Because according to Rashi, we just said that a king in Paris is good enough. So what I want to tie, okay, I'll tell you already what I really want to tie. I want to tie a yesoid that Tosfos says by mezuzah. Tosfos says by mezuzah, what's the din? Does a person need to have a kinyan haguf to be chayiv in mezuzah? Because it says al mezuzah beisecha. Meaning that a soicher would be potter midaraisa from mezuzah. So Taisa says, no, a soicher is chai midaraisa. I, schiris lekanya, we thought schiris lekanya. So Taisa says, but we know what the vort by mezuzah is. The vort is, it's chayvat hador. It's the imi that if you're living there. So avade, you have to understand by yourself that beisecha means genugashtu baz the vayin starting. You don't have to have kinyan. Not every cha is the same. That's the ikur. That's all. Biyoscha. Right. If you go in there, then that's beisecha. So memela, if you're already allowed to do that, and I have the same thing. I have from the Shari Yoshe, from Shimon Shkop. He says that there's a sugya called Tchiris Kanya and Tchiris Loi Kanya. Right? What's the din of Tchiris? Is it Kaina or is it not Kaina? So, the Gemara has a whole smooth about it. And it's Negev for three things. The Gemara in the Avodah Zarah says the Shav Tchiris Kanya for three things. One is, are you allowed to rent real estate to Goyim? Because they bring in idols, and then I'm going to get an aver of loytov yisei v'al beis echad. So Gemara says, if you say tchiras kanya, then it's the good. You don't have to worry about it. If you hold tchiras loy kanya, then it's my problem. Second shmuz, the Gemara says, if I want to rent an animal to a good, and the good is going to use it to work on Shabbos, if you hold tchiras kanya, no problem. It's his. Tchiras loy kanya, it's my problem. Third thing is, if a Kohen rents an animal to a Yisrael or vice versa, can the animal eat truma? Right? These are the three things that the Gemara talks about in the Sugya of Tchiras Kanya. Now, Zogt, the Rav Shimon Shkalp, before him too, Han talks about it, a lot of Acharedim talk about it. They say, Tchiras, where would you put it on the, if you market, you have Kivina Guf is the best. Then you have Kinyan Peiris, like what we're learning here, that you bought something for 50 years, and they have Tchiris. Where does Tchiris fit? Higher or lower than Kinyan Peiris? So they all say, the Zichr less. Because it's also for 50 years, and it's only Tchiris. It can't be better if you buy something, a house, till Yoivul, or you're a renter. So who, is, for whatever it is, 10 years, who's ahead? Who's stronger? Avada the Kenyan, what do you call it? Right? Kenyan Bears is stronger. So when it says Chiris Kanya or Loi Kanya, they say all it means is it as good as a Kenyan Bears or worse? But if it would be Kanya, if it would be like a Kenyan Bears, then the Gemara seems to say everything is settled. Then Avada, you know, then it's the Goy's animal, and you can work on Shabbos and everything. Makara, I thought Kinyan Peiris, Lavka, Kinyan Aguf. So even if it is Kinyan Peiris, how does it work? So Zokter B'Shimin, you have to say, he has a whole shtickle over it to explain, that by these three things, the Gemara knows that Behem Techo in Parsha Shabbos, and you know, all those words, all those places, is enough Kinyan Peiris. It's not a rule. You can't make a rule out of it that everything, if it is Kinyan Peiris not a Kinyan Aguf, that it's not good. I mean, about it, Kinyan Peiris is not a Kinyan Aguf. But not for everything does that bother me. By a lot of dinim, it's good enough that Kinyan Peiris itself makes the din apply. So I'm just saying that this is just another one of them. Here also, v'lo yachmid ishes artzacha, you must say that over here it's like those three things in Avodah Zarah, that a Kinyan Peiris is good enough. Now you want to think of svaras. Why is it that way over here? Why? I can give you plenty ways to say it. Either the fact alone, what we just said before, because if it says in the Torah Yeirah Kol Zechurcha, all the men should come up. Obviously, the Torah is not makpidan a Kinyan Aguf. Because if it is, most people will never be coming up. Because most people don't have a Yerusha yet. If you say that. I saw another thing from the Dvar Shmuel. He wants to say a rule like this. He wants to build it out of a whole sugi in Shabbos by Mila with Kana, Shifcha, Ubra, a whole thing with Hilchas Mila. He says, when the Iker Chiv is because of your Kenyan, then you need a strong Kenyan. If the Iker Chiyav is something else, and it's a Tanai, then every Kenyan will do. So, what is the Iker reason why I'm believed to go up for the regal? Because the karka is mechayiv me. It's like Chumas and Maestris or something like that. About it not. The Iker Chiyav is the Yerukol Zechurcha. The Torah makes a Tanai that if you don't have any karka, you're puzzled. When it's just a Tanai, then we assume the Torah just means that you own karka in any form. That's his klal. Okay, whatever it is, one way or another, I'm just saying there's many exceptions. It's not always a klal that it's totally Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Not every sugi is totally Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. is memeila pashut. I would have said that over here it's one of those things. And there's a sefer Minchas Oni. You ever heard of the Yad David? Yad David on Chas, or David Zinsheim. He was earlier than the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer was Maspid. He has a whole big Arichos on this Indian. And he says, Ha'iker hu shebevadai maspik kinyan teiris. That's his thing. And he brings Svarim before him that said that. Okay, Turi Evin Zatnish Tazay. Turi Evin says that you need a kinyan aguf. So now the shaila is how many ways could we find an Eitzah around the Turi Evin's question?
Does Tosfos agree to this? He's using Tosfos, but
I claim that Tosfos wouldn't apply in this whole thing. Tosfos would say Avada over here, Arzachah means even a king in Paris.
Can you
take
the not shaken by Bikurim, where the Iker thing is the.
Very good.
Can you say later on terms like Briskerov about?
That was about a different thing, about Nashim you're referring to. That was, I don't know, unless it means something else. That was that. I don't know. That, yeah, I don't know. Unless that, that's what I said. Yeah. The only brisk rough. Oh, so those back there. So how could it be? So there's one Eitzah, you could buy a Botei or Chayma. There's another Eitzah, Kamach writing, say, how about if he was Kainer from Hefker? If a guy was Mafker, a piece of land. And then you were coin it. Is there any yoivel? So they tie in there's no yoivel. As they state in Chazanish also.
And the same thing is true for Chazaka. The papers just moved on to a piece of land.
But I mean, how you can't get a piece of land that way.
Not
if the guy doesn't give it to me. Well. What if I go into your house? I'm coin to your house in Chazaka. That wouldn't be too good.
Well, that's not your piece of land. It doesn't go back to the shaven.
No. If he's mafker, if he's land, lives hefker. Lives hefker. The Chazanish says there's a stipler. The stipler wants to be mechadish that even if you say hefker goes back, but if it's hefker bezdin, it doesn't go back. If he's hefker, might go back because you know there's a machlekas rishonim. If hefker is called das acheres makne, when you're mafker, that's like I'm giving it out to everyone, to the mafker, to the guy. If you say like it's das acheres makne, like I'm giving it to the world, so maybe like it's a matana, like I'm giving it to the whole world, so maybe I could get it back. But he says if it's hefker bezdin, then they just knock me off. So see, look, then for sure you could have a case. So there are ways, but Pashtus, he doesn't have any car.
Woman has
the
daughter.
Right. So she would have car that way, sure.
That's his case. No,
but here we have a gear. So they said, you're Bechavit. That's Mamshet's case, right. Mius, look there, Baha, Yeshloim, the Mashkachas, like Kini Naguf. You could have a case of Kini Naguf by a gear. How could he get it? Kigur Chenosa Bas Yisrael. He can marry a wife, a Jewish wife, Yereshes Nachla, who she had Yereshes Abbas. Umeisa, and she dies. The Yorsha, in the inheritance. Uchman Domer, Yereshes Abbas, the Raisa. If you hold that a husband yashins his wife, need the Raisa. Yeah. Now, what if you hold the husband doesn't yashin his wife nidaraisa? Can you still work it out? Sure, you could. You just need another two steps. He marries the wife. They have a son. The wife dies. The son inherits it, and the son dies, and then the father gets it. So you could still, he cut it short. If you hold Yerushas Abal Deraisa, but if you hold Yerushas Abal Derabanan, you could still keep on going. The commandment reaches about Frank Yish Neichlin, the aim has to be able to keep on with say Frank Yish Bechle. Well, I'm just saying how in the times of the Torah. Yeah, you mean you're saying in the times of the Rabbanan, my case won't work. Yeah, well, they have to for my case to work in the times of the Rabbanan, they have to get divorced. So they get divorced, then she dies, goes to the son, then he dies, it goes back to the father. Yeah. Hello, should we call?
The gear buys it, and the people who buys it, they all die. So there's no.
But there's always the Yairish. How could it? Oh, you, where did he buy it from?
What is
the
family?
So that family. But we think.
You
go up and up. You're saying, let's say no one can know, no one can trace it. But really it went back.
Just,
you don't. And right. Really, in Lamaisa, it goes always back. It always goes back. But it still bothers me, the Turi Evan. Lomali, fine. So we got an Eitzah. That's the only thing that Turi Evan found, is this Eitzah of getting married and all that. Let's say he's a Chetzi Evan and a Chetzi Ben Chayim. So we say, we exclude him. Me'el Pnei Ha'odin. Right? We exclude him because we say only somebody has Hashem Ha'odin, but a Chetzi Evan, a Chetzi Ben Chayim, and he has two Odins, he's Paz. Kidaminu Begumor. Typically, they loy karka beretz Yisrael. He for sure cannot have any karka. The lekel of ever been also isha v'yarsha. You can't marry a wife.
He can pick it up from the other ways.
Yes, yes. He, for some reason, he never brought in the hefker. Right. The hefker takes care of him too. Okay. Ha beperik dal de git mi boyle be mishe chetzi ve chetzi ben chayin kedushin toist in bevasi sir ve lo yifshita. The Gemara has a tzad that he can't, it's not toist in the kedushin, so he can't get married. Now here, I want to say an important idea that Kama the Kama Achreinim say, which totally is Miyash of the Turiyah. Who says this idea? The Sfas Emes, the Avni Nezer, and the Merkevitz HaMishnah all say the same Yisoid. That this whole thing of Rav Ami over here, that somebody who doesn't have Karka is Potter from Re'iyah, is only talking about that he's putter from the Aliyah. Because the Pasuk says, V'lo yachmoid ishas artzucha v'aloyscha leiroiz. If you don't have any karka, you're not mechuyev to do Aliyah. But what if you are already anyways in Yerushalayim? And you don't need to do Aliyah. Well, I don't know if you have to look in each one if they say Yerushalayim or Azar. But if you're already past the point where you have to do the Aliyah, then avada, there's no p'tur on the re'iyah. It's only a p'tur on the aliyah. But if you're there, there's no p'tur on you b'chalal. And doing the re'iyah, whatever that means, I guess, maybe having the kavana, if you're in the azor or whatever. You have to do the whole mitzvah. It's just a p'tur on the aliyah, they all want to say. If they'll see that, it's the whole p'tur yevin mishah. Right? Because he's asking, why do we have to exclude him? Why do we have to exclude him? He doesn't have karka. He doesn't have karka. We need to exclude him from the mitzvah without the aliyah. So you see from the Turi Evan that he doesn't hold to that. He holds that if you don't have karka, even if you're there, it's a miyut that you don't have to do the mitzvah at all. And there is a rai which I wanted to bring, and then I found that Avin Ezer already brought it, that Tosfos disagrees with them also.
If you are in Yerushalayim, so this pasuk is coming to
the Achreinim that I'm just saying. They're saying if he's in Yerushalayim, he must do it without karka too. This thing of not having karka.
What about this, so the pasuk that excludes
the pasuk
does not exclude the person.
So I'm finding it coming to exclude an Eved who was in Yerushalayim. It's needed to exclude an Eved in Yerushalayim. That's what I'm trying to find. But we see Turi Evan doesn't hold the shtickle of the Achreinim. And I wanted to say that I have a raya that Tosfos doesn't either agree with Achrayim. Because on the first Mishnah, you know, that we have, Akol Chayavim Biriya, Chutz, Mecheir, Shoyt, Kofim, all the things, Tosfos says, Ton of Ishiyah. Because it forgot to say, Misha Ein Lekarka. Now, if Tosfos holds that Misha Ein Lekarka is Chayav when he's in Yerushalayim, who says that the Tana was interested in talking about him? Why are you telling me that the Tana is Mishayir? Maybe the Tana wants to tell you the people are Pater Lagamri. So L'chayir, it's a riot, it doesn't agree with the Achrayim. And finally, I'm more sure my found Avin Ezer already says this. He says, L'chayir, from places we see that he's Pater Lagamri.
And he falls away from them, by the way, the Tosfos.
I forgot, he does?
Yeah, he was from Hadi Lashira, the Pater, the
Sulu Gubaka. Oh. Okay, good, but you see Weiser that he only says what you just read, but he doesn't say.
No, he doesn't, but I'm saying it's possible.
possible. That is not absolutely goofy, you mean. But he could have also said this. Okay. So now the place is like.
Does it matter if you live in Yerushalayim or you, even though you weren't Mechuyev, you went through Yerushalayim?
The way they learn it is even if you just went there. Once you're there, you become Mechuyev. It's only Ptur to be Oila from your house. They, but once you're there, then they want to see your time.
Then Yerushalayim will be Ptur anyway.
Yeah. So according to them, it's Yerushalayim of the Tur Yevin. Right. It's only, yeah. Miru Yashloima.
I'm hesitant to say this thing because it's like I'm arguing with Chazal, but the Pasuk says that if I do this mitzvah, there's a bracha. If no one's going to come and attack my land. So, you know, so I would say Kal v'chomer, Marach, if someone who has land is chayav mitzvah, if you don't have land, you're surely chayav mitzvah because you got nothing to worry about.
And that's a good kasha. You have to know how we know the whole imun.
If the Marach's drasha says take that bracha and make a tour for someone that doesn't have.
Yeah, you have to know why. How does the Gemara know the whole drasha? Right, the chayyur, the whole thing is right. Even so, you want to hear how this? I mean, everybody wants to explain it. This is his like shtickel drush. I don't know what you want to say. I mean, what's the idea behind this whole thing over here? That if you have karka, then all of a sudden you're chayyur, and if you don't have karka, you're not chayyur. So he says, because the pshat is that the reason you're chayv to do the ali, he says, to do the ali is much more than you're mechuyev on most mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs, a person is not mechuyev to go out of his city to do the mitzvah. He says like this. This is his reason. He says, because most mitzvahs, you become mechuyev on them on a certain day. This is how the Chai Adam also says this thing. He says, if let's say you live in a city where there's no shayfer, al pi halacha, are you mechuyev before Rosh Hashanah to move for Rosh Hashanah? I mean, people will, but are you mechuyev? I don't know. What would Bala Amar? Oh, about you mean if you're mechuyev before Shabbos? I hear he doesn't bring that in, but I don't know what you're talking about. He says like this. He says, I'll bring you a raya, not mechuyev to move. What's his right? I mean, this is right. There's a story in the Gemara. A man has a choice. The echod mevorch. In one city, they shmonas, right? Over echod taking. The other city, they say they do tkiya shayfa. And there they don't know how to daven. And there they don't know how to do tkiya. Where should I go? I don't know either. I don't know how to daven. And I don't know how to blow. So the Gemara says, Frank the Chayyarim, how did this story happen? How come all those guys didn't move to the city where they were blowing? How did the guys in the other city stay in the city? That if you're in a different city, you are not mechuyev to move to the other city. It's not really a real riot, right?
Yeah, I'll say it's good. Akasha Mavaita. 2 hours before, and they were 3 hours away.
Yeah, it's not a real riot. It's like those kind of riots. You've got to decide anyways. And you make a smach. It's not a right of ruler. But he writes that. And he says his reasoning is, he has two reasons. They're just, the first he says it could be, the reason is, because I'll be real din mamish, you aren't mechuyev to do anything about a shofar until it's Rosh Hashanah. It's a shame to worry about a shofar for Rosh Hashanah. But really, when the mitzvah comes in, that's when you're mechuyev to worry. And now I'm stuck. Yeah, we're not talking about Mahadrin over here, but Alpi Din, he is not mechuyev to worry before. That's one reason. Then he says another reason, which he'll mamish wouldn't believe he would say, but this is what he says. He says that tzveit the reason is because if let's say your wife can't go, so there's a mitzvah on Yom Tov to mitzameach your wife. So first epis, you should do the mitzvah of Shaifer. Maybe you should be mitzameach your wife. That's another reason he says. He's talking Rosh Hashanah. His muscle is a shayfer. Even Rosh Hashanah. That's
not really a regal.
Yeah, it's not. It's a big chiddush that he spelled it to. Because
the thought they wanted more.
You have a whole mitzvah with the other
Yom Tov. Well, that's a whole shagasari. You know, he comes up the ribs, I think. Shagasari. There is. But I'll complain. This is what but he doesn't write at the end of the whole thing. He says, but there's rice, a hin and a hair and a hair, and he doesn't say klor, but he says tzorichin. But what he does start by writing in Beferish, Nira Lee, that you don't have to go. Then he writes Kashas and Thus, and he writes Mitzarifin. So, you know, that's what he says. Is Memela, Dr. Abinezer, really a...
Sukkah we see, you don't have to write.
By Sukkah, oh dear, Ishvi Ishtai.
I mean, or just if you're there, you puncture from a Sukkah.
Because Taishu came to Dur. Okay, so that's Taka special by the Mitzvah Sukkah, right? Because we learned from the word Teshuvu.
But maybe others you would have to make it.
Right. By others that much you would have, let's say you're at
also
a mitzvah.
Boss?
It's a mitzvah. Yeah, okay, but I'm saying, what I hear, according to him, it should come out the same thing. The guy could say, before Sukkot, I don't have to be there. It says in the Pesach. Taka Sukkot starts, it says. Yeah, it says that there's a mitzvah that's CLN. Yeah. Okay, so Zokter, really, it should be that a person should be able to say when it comes Yom Tov, like the Chayav. Can you get too far away? Can't get to the Ri. So, but the answer is you can't say. Because there's a mitzvah itself of the Aliyah. Because it says in the Torah, Ba'al Yitzcha, even though it doesn't say in a form of like Ta'aleh, he learns that that's also a mitzvah. And that is a mitzvah. See, it's not, what do you mean? When do you do this mitzvah? You do it when it before Yom Tov. So the male, that is how come by a lila regal, there's no such thing. You can't say I woke up on Yom Tov and I can't do it because there's a mitzvah before Yom Tov. Zok there, what is the getter of that mitzvah of going up? The getter is that you show that you're not worried about your land. That is the getter of the mitzvah, that you have the tachin and Hashem. And you go up and you don't worry that someone will take away your land. That's a shot. If you don't have any land, that means that you don't have. Because you're not showing any. So, Elamai, there's only the mitzvah of the Riyadh itself. For that, you can wake up on Yom Tov and say, I can't get there.
Paris alone should be enough.
All right, that's back to the old yet. But you hear that? That's all right. Just tell you his drush. That's his drush. That's what he wants to say the idea is. Okay, I don't know. He says, and Mimela, I hold that if the guy is up there, he's not niftar from the Re'ian. Yeah, I said, but that's the same Avnei Nezer Shita.
He's already there. What about the guy that has to make an idea?
Right.
He's not
Mekuyev
in it.
Yes, it's Zichr, go up. You just won't get any mitzvah. And that's how he learns the whole sugya. He's saying the whole sugya is saying that a guy who doesn't have karka doesn't have a tzivui of the going up part. That's like his whole mahal. That's what he wants to say. There is no mitzvah for him. The mitzvah is to go up and. I don't know if he's just saying a mitzvah or he's not doing the whole point of the mitzvah.
Can he bring a korban?
Yes, because he says the re'iyah itself, there's no p'tur at all in the re'iyah itself. The whole p'tur is in the aliyah. That's how he learns. Once he's there, there's no p'tur. That's okay, but yeah, you know, I should just mention Agav.
The difference was beyond an ethic. Can an ever bring a korban?
Eben Mishuchrar.
He's not even mechuyev to go up.
One second. Eben Mishuchrar is chayev b'riyah. The Turi Eben Medayik. Eben Mishuchrar chayev b'riyah. He's kasha. Right? The Turi Eben. The Koshali. How does he have the kark? But Lamaisi, the dinis is mechuyev.
That's the Bereshit Mishnah.
Right. Right. That's the Turi Eben. Right. Diuk. Whatever. It's pasha. It's mamash pasha. Sure. I want to just mention the Rambam and the Rambam set does not bring the whole din of Misha and the Kaka Potter Minariya. And the Meiri says that the Rambam holds is not the din. The din is your Chai without Kaka. It doesn't pass in the whole Gemara. And you could have a say for this fad of all the Achareidim that say all the reasons how the Rambam knew not to pass in like that Gemara. But you see, you can almost tell that the Rambam would have not passed like that Gemara, right? You know, the Rambam, I don't know how he knows. It's like in the middle of nowhere, and it's just like, I don't know. The Rambam just doesn't hold it. That's a name.
It's only Rami that did nothing. This member, that's the MacArthur.
Yes, it's this member. But Tosis and Gans Shas takes it very serious. He all over Shas, Tosis brings it down that's the din. You know, like, Mamish, like, there's no shayla in the world about it. Rambam says, and the Miri also. the Miri also says that if you Eid Lakarka, it says, the Rambam doesn't hold opinion. Doesn't hold that Zahalach. I even saw in the Shelas Yavitz from Rabbi Yankov Emdin, he writes, the Rambam knew that can't be the Halacha because this thing here. Because you see, an Eved would have been Chayev, and the Eved doesn't have any Karka. So what did Rabbi Ami think? Alright, I guess he means that Rabbi Ami held, let's say, King and Tavis would be enough or something. And
they're asking. The whole
right, of what he's saying, so then he can work it out. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, so let's finish up this piece of Turi. I have to tell you one Gishmak Tosis that we're learning now in Yeshivas. Mamash and he gave this. Miyu Yesh Loimar. Lamai the Masik of Chista. You could get out of the whole problem for your Chizda that says, Machlokes B'yoyvel Sheini. Avol B'yoyvel Rishon Divei Akol Mevi V'Koyre. The Chista says, only after the first Yoyvel went by, and you're up to the second Yoyvel, that's that time when you buy the second time, it's called King and Payers. But the first Yoyvel, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and you sold, that was called the King and Anguf. Why? It's a whole big shailana. Like the words say in the Rishonim, because nobody was thinking about Yoyvel the first time. So you have to know what that's supposed to be. They were like, just thinking, I'm selling it to you. Okay, whatever, it's deeper than that, obviously, but whatever it is, the first Yoyva was called the Kinyan Aguf. So, okay, Umukilah Lekama Stamid Masnifin the Maestros of the Yoyva Rishon. He makes Kama Mishnayis that we have to Doicha that is referring to Yoyva Rishon. Achinami, Kalukma Masnifin, we could say our Mishnah is by Yoyva Rishon, and the Memele, he bought a piece of land in Yoyva Rishon.
Why do you say Hayom Din? Like the Tzimash
right now, Bismanazet. Okay, but those Mishnayis are the same kind of words. The Gemara says it means the. Another answer, it could be in a Zman when the Yovel is not Noyeg, going to Misha Gobel Shevet Reuven, the Shevet God. Inami, another answer could be Bizman by Sheni, Shalona Yovel Minatoyro, Shenkel Yishme Aleo, Kidaminum Sev Perk Beis De Erchin, Vein Stay Mikneyes of the Yovel. So, Umitzos Ria Noyeg, but the Mitzos Ria still Noyeg, Hoyel Vaabai Sayakai. Vitzorich Kral, Imute Misha Chetze Eved. So for all these different type of instances, it's important to have a mir on a mishachetzi avid lepoitcher minaria loisizman. Because in these types of times, there's no yovel, he can own a piece of land. Okay, that's the piece of turia. Now I just want to say over the tesis that we're learning now, in Pesachim, where we're learning, Gimel Amid Beis, famous tesis. Tesis says the story with the guy, famous story, right? The guy comes back from Yerushalayim to Netzivan. And he sees Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, right? And he says, in your Torah, it says that a goy can't eat a carbon Pesach. But I get every year the best piece. Right? He fashtelt for a year, and he gets the best piece every year. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, did they ever give you the Aliyah? Right? And you didn't get the best piece. So he goes back, he's going to get the Aliyah. So he comes up there and says, give me the Aliyah. So Rashi says, he says, I'm paying the same money everyone else is paying. Why aren't you giving me the Aliyah? So they say, Aliyah? The Aliyah you put on the Mizbeach. Who told you that you're supposed to get the Aliyah? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir told me, right? So they said, what's going on here? And they figured it out, and they found out he was a goy, and they killed him. Right? And then there's a huge schmooze. Why did they kill him? All that frame, which Aliyah did he do? Oh, Taka? Oh, alright. So that's like the base Yitzchak. That's his mahalach. That's the real Achreinish mahalach. Because it turns Eber Minachai. Yeah. Because the Gemara says that when you shecht, so actually the lung and the meyayim are cut off while still dancing around, right? So it's really Eber Minachai. Just the yid is mutter because it's shchit, but a guy can't eat it. And he had eaten that, so a mele, they killed it. You know, there's many different answers, whatever it is. But anyways, it's read, Tosis Tekashe, that what's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir doing in Netzivan? He's not mechuyav to bring Karban Pesach himself. Why was he out there in Netzivan? Well, yeah, so look, Tosis, the first teretz, Ein loy karka. He didn't have karka. So Tosis says, is memeilah. So memeilah, since he doesn't have karka, he doesn't have to do it here. and Zaptoisis, and just like he doesn't have to do Riyya, he's also Pater from Karban Pesach too. So these are the Zakta Mishnah Lamelech, Karban Pesach, Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Where did this come from? Taisus just writes it as they out of his pen, Kiilu, no problem here. Where does it say this din that if you don't have Kaka, you're Pater from Karban Pesach, it's enough that he's Pater from Riyya, he's also Pater from Karban Pesach now? That's what I time it. That Taisus held that if you're going to go through Rami already, it seems from the Pashta Dikra that way, because the Pashta Dikra is saying that if you don't have Kaka, you don't have to go up, right? Well, and it says the lo yach medisha sarek chabalos chalei rois says pnei Hashem lekecha shalosh pe'amin bashan. Now, well, this is how I said it. I said, if every Pesach you're going to be up there anyway, so then you're never going to have this p'tur on Pesach. I'm basing on those achrayim that I said earlier that they say the p'tur is from the aliyah, but if you're there, you have the riyah. So how is the Torah ever saying that you're going to have this two or three times a year? So Tosfos figured that you're pater from the two of them. That's what Tosfos says, that huge chiddush, that you're pater from Pesach and from Riyah. But before I get to the tzlach, I just want to mention something. So the Minchas Chinuch says, he like hops on the wagon of the Turi Evan. He says, so Pesach came along and said, not only are you potter from Re'iya when you have no karka, says Pesach, you're also potter from the Pesach too. So for the Minchas Chinuch, what are we going to do with the Pesach in the Torah? The Pesach in Parshas Behalishcha. V'chi yogur itchager va'osa Pesach Lashem. How will the ger ever be making a Pesach? Out Nishkin Karka.
Well, if you send the places that it's like from Mele we can, so that doesn't mean that you can't do Pesach for the Yom Mitzvah.
But I mean, it says also means he's got to do it. Right?
I'm saying, let's say you have a ger who does go to Shul.
Oh!
So there's also, you wouldn't have a
ger. Exactly, that's what I time it. If you say what we're saying, then the answer is, if he is in Yerushalayim.
So why didn't he go?
Because Rabbi Yehuda Taka, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir was a Nitziven, and he's Taka Pater from the Aliyah, you know.
But why did he go to
get himself higher. I hear. Mistama, he was hard for him, and, you know, I don't know his cheshbainis. He's Pater, he had his cheshbainis.
Whatever
you know?
Those cheshbainis are, they could have gotten him out of here, too. If he wasn't well.
But I guess places doesn't want to make him totally off, you know. If you have, no, I need to say, yeah, here. That's somebody asked me. Why didn't I just answer that he was sick? I don't know. I mean,
he was
tummy. Or he was tummy. I don't know. Why didn't I just answer? Those are kasha. Why did he? Okay.
This is just Tom had a ride for someone else in shop. It's not saying.
He knew for a fact. Maybe. Whatever it is.
Actually, the whole thing is the story. I mean, the guy can be going to him because the guy lives there, and he's bragging to him during the case that they were both there.
Yeah. So we have to ask him that too. How does he know he didn't come? But he was afraid he won't track the guy down. In other words, but maybe they sent him back the letter in a week later.
I mean, the thing when he's here and
how do you get to him? How do you get to him on Pesach?
No, the guy. When did the guy talk to Reuven and say, or maybe Purim time? He was shikker, and he told him, you know, right? So maybe Reuven and say, or didn't know if he'll meet up with the guy in Yerushalayim. So he made the whole trap beforehand. And they both went, maybe. And then, even though it says Shol Chulei, but it's a little bit, it says in the Gemara, Shol Chulei, he yelled at Canty. You see, he's right, because Taisus doesn't say like you. It is a little bachus to say that he was there and they had to send him a letter when he came back home. They saw if they killed the guy in Yerushalayim, it's Kevin Abyssal News. And if Rabbi Yudhman Zeir was there, they probably could find him over there. Yeah, okay, you say no, they could find him, and he came back home, and then they sent him the letter.
It didn't matter, because he was afraid next year they might show up.
Yeah, but I'm saying the problem is after they killed the guy, it says they sent him a letter. Also, you're also being a tzivin, and your mitzuda's in Yerushalayim. Sounds like he wasn't a tzivin all the time. What? No, he was really there, and they're saying, and he ran back, and they said, now you're in a tzivin. But when they killed him, he was there. It's not natural. Okay, anyways, okay. Zvos. Oh, so that's what Taisus answers. They didn't have karka. So we already said the Minchas Chinas Kashinva. So now, so you were asking another kash. You were saying, what's bothering Taisus from Korban Pesach anyway? L'chayr, he's in a Derech Rechayka. He's a Derech Rechayka. So what was bothering Taisus in the first place? So here is Mamish, a huge machleikus. The Tzlach says your thing. He says, I think that Pesach is not a problem. Because it's Derech Rechayka. And Minchas Chinuch says, they are shame. Abertaisus says, Pesach is a problem. So Zokta Minchas Chinuch, I can't believe what the Tzlach is saying. He says, the Tzlach really thinks that if you're in Derech Rechayka, you don't have to come up for Pesach. So he says, I see, the Tzlach holds that most Jews don't have to do Karm Pesach every year. Because a Derech Rechayka is 50 mil. Okay, so 1 second. I'll tell you why. He explains. I hear, but he says the Kumtais is coming off Pesach Sheni. The Tzlach says, the Minchas Chinuch says, I can't believe I forget what he says. The Tzlach, that's why he says something like, the Tzlach really holds that most Jews don't have to be in Karm Pesach. Anybody who's out of 15 mil in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to be in Karm Pesach. He says, Chas v'shalom. All the Jewish people have to be in Karm Pesach. The din is that if you, Lamaisik, didn't, and you didn't do what you're supposed to, and you ended up being on a Derech Rechayka, so you don't get Karis, and you make a Pesach Sheni, but Avada, you weren't supposed to do that. That's what he said.
No, it's
a v'di'evin. It's a mamash
v'di'evin. If he's amazing on the first one, and then showing it on the second, he's not sure from Karis either.
So what? Yeah. Well, the Rambam says if you were a Derech Rechayka though by the first one, you always don't get Karis anymore, even if you skip the second one. But Avada, he says you didn't do kedin. Okay, so here's a huge machlokes. And the Minchas Chinuch says, and I hold, this is mamash the chayyarim thing. The Minchas Chinuch says, I hold that every mitzvah in the whole Torah, you can't wake up and say, well, I'm too far out now. You have to do it before. He says, you got to get a shofar before, and you have to get a lula before. And he like says with a pash, he says, like this is Ryan. He says, what? Do you have a havamina that you can wake up on Rishon and say, oh, I can't get a shofar now? Minchas Chinuch. But you see, others aren't so sure. The Chayyarim says you could. And the Chazanish, I saw Chazanish holds like the Tzlach. Chazanish says if you're out 50 miles out, you don't have to show up for a Karban Pesach. You don't have to show up.
So
there's a huge machlokes that's going on over here.
Even Derech Rechayka is right?
Yeah, there's one man over there, Rabbi Lezer, right, that says we don't hold like him, but Rabbi Lezer holds that if you're out of the doors of the Azorah, you're a Derech Rechayka already. So Chazanish says, right? Nobody has to show up for Karban Pesach according to Rabbi Lezer. Why does he happen to be in the Azorah? If you don't want it, don't come. It's unbelievable. And Minchas Chinuch says, Chas v'shalom, there's no such thing. Avada, all mitzvahs, there's no such thing, he says. Major machlokes. Okay, so that, and the tashtis in the Taisvis is like the Minchas Chinuch, because the Taisvis is bothered with the Pesach. And he says that since he didn't have karkis, but. Okay, that's Taisvis' first text. Then I just want to say the second text, because also negates what the Tori Evan said. So Taisvis says, maybe Rabbi Yudhim Seira was in the karkis. Then he says, oh, or maybe he was a zokin she'enu yochalalas v'ragav. Then he said, or maybe Nitzivin is Chutz La'aretz. Maybe Rabbi Beseira lived in Nitzivin, which is Chutz La'aretz. So Asher Alke. What's that supposed to do? What's the big thing of Chutz La'aretz?
Well, maybe all like the Shagasari here.
Meaning?
The Karka.
Oh. So the Rabbi Lozer Moshe Horowitz and the... Oh. So they all write, that's why I couldn't believe that. No way, huh? I agree with you. Like, can you believe it? It doesn't sound at all right. I don't think so. It bothered me. It sounds like, he got a new parent. Alright, unless what he means is, in earth, he's saying, either will have to be Mechadish Achidish Gorol that he didn't own his house. Or, we could say easier that it's even as in Chutzalor, it's normal. That's all he means, because he has a whole raid where Nitzivin is. Is Nitzivin in Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael, targums and things and all, the whole thing if it's it. So maybe he's just trying to make it that it, or else we could say it easier. Otherwise, sounds like Tosfos is coming with a new unbelievable Chiddush, that if you live in Chutz La'aretz, there's a Patur. That's the... And from all the Sfarim that I saw, which I looked at quite a few of them, all of them bring rayas and rayas from Shas, from right and from left, to try to show that if you live in Chutz La'aretz, you're Patur, but not one brought me any Pasuk. Just different places. I'll give you an example of one of them. One of them brings a Mishnah in Tainis by the Saint Talmud Mutter. State, when do you start saying the Saint Talmud Mutter in Eretz Yisrael? On Zion Cheshvan, right? On Zion Cheshvan. That's what we do nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why? The last person gets home, what's the lush of the Mishnah? It's on the Har Pros. So, the back of Emdin and Kamas for him. Why is the last person getting home to Nair Paras? How about because that's the border of the Eretz Yisrael. How about the guy that lives across the Nair Paras? It's mashma from here that the Aliyah Regal is limited to Eretz Yisrael. No right at all. Why?
Because of Shabbos. Follow rain in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, exactly. Because if you live in Bavel, you start staying on December 4th. So Mimela, who cares about the rain? It's not going to rain over there.
Once you get out past the border.
Once you get past the border, that you're not outing for that rain anyway. That's what I tied it. That's for no rain whatsoever. Okay, next rain. Gemara bo mitziyah. Gemara says on daf chof ches that you have to, if you found an aveda, right? So then, the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah there. You have to keep on hanging around there for 7 days after Yom Tov, and keep on being machris, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Why? So the Gemara says, because the guy has to have 3 days to get home. One day he looks to see if he taka lost that thing, and then he runs back for 3 days. The Gemara says, a whole cheshbin that in 3 days you can get the edge of Eretz Yisrael. So the shaila is, how about if the guy lives across the border? How is he going to make it? You the hold of that, Ryan? There's all different acronyms to that, Ryan. So I don't have anything. I don't have anything solid to say against that, Ryan. Nothing really solid. But and the recite pushes. Yeah, you could say that because you could even add the Gemara says. That Rava says in the Gemara there that even in 3 days you also can't get to the end. So Zok Rava, so what's the shot? Zok Rava, what, the guy should stay forever? So even if you go not like Rava, there's also a Yesh Vula called Dava. Okay, but the Me'iri Lemaise says, the Me'iri says, in Gittin, the Feirish, that Avada, if you live in Chutz La'aretz, you gotta come.
You have to come for
all three regards. For real. The Miri says.
So he
says Clark. And I tied it, Lamaisa, with all these riots. If you like them, you don't like them. But why should you be puffed? No one brought me any Makur. Nobody told me, why should you be puffed if you live in Chutzal Arts? There's no one's bringing me any reason. Only Karka. The only normal reason is Karka. Lamaisa, that's the biggest push to learn places because Karka, because there's nothing else available. Memeh, that's why kind of that's the Me'ir Lishitasa. That is the Me'ir. Right, then he's going to zip after come, I think. That's what I think. And that's what the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that. Yeah, he says that Befeh. No, not Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Minchasani. He says, I saw many people saying that when Tosfos said that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir lived in Chutzal Aretz, what Tosfos really meant was Ein Lo Karka. So he says, I don't think so. Maybe he had real estate in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know just because he lived in the Chutzal Aretz that he was Pater? That's his time. Oh, you mean because it doesn't make any
sense? Because you're living in the Chutzal Aretz anyhow.
I hear. So you think maybe I hear. It's already almost mine.
There's a
Yerushalmi Heya. I think there's a notion. There's a Mishnah that says Kamathim don't need a shear. Karka kosher chayim with Heya over Mike over Holden. And the Yerushalmi says, believe that you now be really a
I found a new place.
Yeah.